A forklift gently picks up an old barrel stove. Todd Thompson drives it around to a big dumpster and lifts it in. The dumpster full of old wood stoves is off to a recycling contractor who will crush them so they can't pollute anymore. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has been paying people to give up their polluting devices since 2010. The money comes from the EPA Targeted Airshed Grants, and the borough just added $3.4 million to the pot. But the terms have changed a bit.
This grant actually is a wood stove conversion grant. It doesn't cover any solid fuel to solid fuel options, such as changing out an old dirty wood stove for a cleaner wood stove. This grant covers changing out your wood stove for a cleaner source of fuel.
Nick Czarnecki is the borough's air quality manager. His office is smaller now with fewer employees since the state's DEC took on compliance with the Clean Air Act.
It's pushing staff, but right now we do have sufficient capacity to operate all of these grant programs.
Which is good news for someone who wants to install a new oil boiler or hook up to natural gas. The goal of the grant program is cleaner air, so the incentives for surrendering a solid fuel burning device depend on how much it will clean up the household or business.
For example, if you have a hydronic heater and you have an oil-fired boiler, well, if you could qualify for a $12,000 incentive, that would be enough to upgrade your existing oil boiler and get rid of the hydronic heater, and it'd probably save you money in fuel costs too.
Incentives for just getting rid of a hydronic heater are about $5,000. But if you turn it in and instead hook up to natural gas, you can get $14,000. In the back lot of the air quality office on Pegger Road, Todd Thompson tips a hydronic heater onto its feet. Czarnecki says there are about 105 applications already working through the process. It's estimated there are as many as 13,000 solid fuel burning devices in what's called the non-attainment area for clean air. And there's probably enough money in this latest grant for about 400 buyouts.
For a wood stove, the incentive levels is $6,000. And then if you want to go to natural gas or propane, it's $10,000.
Czarnecki says each case is unique, and burners may not know all the possibilities. Although there's an online application at the website fnsb.us. He encourages anyone interested in the program to call the Fairbanks North Star Borough's air quality office for their best deal. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.